Great to have you with us on Air Talk. I'm Larry Mantle. We're joined by evolutionary psychologist Sarah Hill, professor at Texas Christian University, author of This Is Your Brain on Birth Control, The Surprising Science of Women, Hormones, and the Law of Unintended Consequences. While getting her doctorate, she studied under a man who's been a guest with us on Air Talk, David Buss, also noted evolutionary psychologist. Professor Hill, it's good to have you with us today.
Thank you so much for having me here.
So what's the genesis of this book to look at these unintended consequences of hormonal birth control?
Well, I was on the birth control pill myself for more than a decade in my life, and it did allowed me, you know, to be able to go out and get that PhD from UT Austin and do, you know, a lot of really amazing things in terms of being able to further my educational goals without needing to worry about getting pregnant. But when I went off of the birth control pill, I really felt different. I felt sort of more vibrant and alive. I was finding myself exercising and cooking again. I was sort of more in touch with like the attraction to men and like and my husband and all of these things. And so it really got me interested in whether or not the birth control pill might have, you know, these psychological have some responsibility for the psychological changes I felt when I was on it compared to when I was off of it. And I went to the research literature and I was really surprised to learn just how much research has been done looking at the way that hormonal birth control influences women's brains, because it's something that women have been talking about since the pill, you know, first came on the market almost 60 years ago. These are the conversations we have with our girlfriends and with our parents and, you know, and with our daughters. But it's something that women haven't really been given a language to explain. And so this is really giving women this information about the way that the birth control pill influences our psychology.
How difficult is it to study, given that we know hormones have such a different effect person to person? How do you make good like-to-like comparisons?
Oh, it's so complicated. So the research right now is still kind of in a state of infancy. Right now, you know, what you just mentioned, you know, hormones, they influence so many different body systems at once. I like to sort of describe them as the body's PA or broadcast system, right? It just sends this big message. Hormones travel through your bloodstream. They go everywhere that blood goes, and then they're picked up by every single cell in your body that has a receptor for those hormones. And when it comes to sex hormones, they're everywhere. And the reason for this is that women's bodies, of course, require a number of workarounds for pregnancy. And so this means that many systems, ranging from our immune systems to our stress response system, and of course, our brain, are sensitive to levels of sex hormones. And so when you take the birth control pill, which people take for a really small number of targeted effects, it's going to influence all of these systems. And you're right, there's a lot of person-to-person variability in how people respond to the different levels of sex hormones.
What are some of the ways it can have a cognitive effect on women who are using hormonal birth control?
Well, we know that it can influence women's ability to learn and remember. So there's been some research that suggests that it might cause deficits in terms of emotional memories. So being able to remember emotionally important things. There's research indicating that it may decrease a woman's ability to regulate her moods. And this is why the birth control pill is sometimes linked with problems with anxiety and depression. We know that it can influence who women are sexually attracted to because our sex hormones have a role in influencing that. It can influence how interested we are in sex. And this is something that doctors actually generally will have conversations with their patients about, and it influences our ability to regulate stress. And so it's, you know,
a lot of different areas.
On and on.
And yeah. There can be so many, again, differences woman to woman that are women generally counseled when they start taking birth control that they need to pay attention to what the effects are and to consider that in the processes, whether they use this or another form of birth control?
Right. Generally not. And that's like such, I think it's such an important, I think it's so important for women to learn the different ways that the birth control pill can influence them, because it's not going to influence every woman the exact same way. Like, the, you know, one woman may have her best friend taking this formulation of the birth control pill and she does just fine. But then when she takes it herself, she feels terrible. And the science right now isn't at a place where we can make good predictions about who's going to respond what way to which pill. And so it's really all about, you know, women need to learn the different ways that the birth control pill can influence how they think, feel, and behave. And then really keep track of how they're doing on whatever it is that they're being prescribed. So that way they can have these conversations with their doctor if they're not feeling at home in their own body. So that way they can try something else.
Is part of the complicating factor that for many women, they start taking the birth control pill when they're still fairly young, take it over a period of time, and there are other changes that are taking place cognitively, emotionally, relationally, sex drive and the like. So it all kinds of ends up in that same stew and hard to pull out what's going on or causing that.
Right. Yeah. No, I've talked to a lot of women and they say, is this me or is this my birth control pills? And that's like such an interesting and it's such an important question. And I really, you know, urge women to educate themselves on themselves and who they are. And I think that like keeping a journal is a really good way for women to sort of learn how they're responding in life to, you know, sort of different, you know, things like how are they feeling about their learning and memory? How is their emotional regulation? Like how in control are they feeling of that? And then if they're unhappy with how they're doing in any of those different life domains, even if they're, you know, already on the birth control pill, talk to their doctor about trying something new and then really, you know, educate themselves in how they're responding, you know, educate themselves about themselves. How are they responding? Do they think that they need to try something different? And if they do, they should talk to their doctor because there's almost 100 different formulations of birth control pills out there. And so if women want to be on it, they should be able to find one that's going to allow them to feel at home in their own bodies. Unfortunately, it's just going to take a little bit of trial and error because the science isn't in a place that it needs to be.
Does this apply to other non-oral forms of birth control if they're hormonally based?
Yes. Yeah. The thing I always tell women is that no matter where you put the hormone, if you're taking hormonal contraceptives, they all end up in the same place. And that place is everywhere that blood travels. And so no matter where, you know, if you're taking a shot or you have an IUD or, you know, if you have the vaginal ring, it all really works the same in terms of the impact on the brain. Although I will say there is also some research indicating that the non-oral products, particularly when we're talking about psychological issues related to depression and anxiety, it seems that the non-oral products actually come with a greater risk factor.
Really?
Yeah, which is really counterintuitive. And I know that some women have talked to me and they were just like in tears because their doctor told them that their IUD that had the hormones in it, that it was acting locally. And that somehow it was only influencing what was going on with their uterus.
Bloodstream's unaffected.
Yeah, exactly. Like somehow it's not getting into their bloodstream. But then when you actually, and so this woman was experiencing all of these psychological problems where she was feeling really depressed and hopeless. And her doctor wasn't, you know, was telling her that, you know, your life is, you know, just difficult right now. And you're just having a hard time regulating your emotions for other reasons. She was told that, you know, was not her IUD. But when you look at the research on depression risk and the suicide risk, it's higher for women who are on these hormonal IUDs than it is for women taking traditional birth control pills. And so
we'll continue with Texas Christian University professor Sarah Hill. She's author of This Is Your Brain on Birth Control, The Surprising Science of Women, Hormones, and the Law of Unintended Consequence. I'd be interested to hear your experience if you're a woman who's used hormonal birth control and you detected you were having pretty early some problems, whether it was cognitive, emotional challenges, your relationship being affected. How did you deal with that? 866-893-KPCC or the Air Talk page, kpcc.org. Back in 1 minute. Good to have you with us on Air Talk. I'm Larry Mantle. We're talking about the new book, This Is Your Brain on Birth Control, The Surprising Science of Women, Hormones and the Law of Unintended Consequences. Evolutionary psychologist Sarah Hill with us from Texas Christian University. We're at 866-893-KPECC or the Air Talk page, kpecc.org. You mentioned that the oral contraceptive has been around nearly 60 years. But they've changed a lot in those decades, right? And so I'm wondering, when you had a much more sort of blunt instrument, early birth control pill, did that create even bigger emotional and cognitive changes?
Yeah, so the early birth control pills were, they tended to have higher levels of hormones in them. And so because of that, women did tend to report a greater number of, for example, mood-related disturbances. And so as the, like, degree of, you know, hormonal impact, like, as the hormone levels have been decreased over time, we tend to find that the problems are less severe, which is a good thing. Like, we're moving in the right direction.
All right. What are the areas that are particularly ripe for research? Because you mentioned so much of this is anecdotal. It's very difficult to get good research on this. So what are the sorts of targeted studies you think would be particularly effective?
Well, I really think that, you know, if we're to take the idea that women's hormones are influencing what their brains are doing seriously, which I urge everybody to do, because we know that hormones are part of the signaling sort of software that our brain uses to create the experience of who we are. And this is why the impact of the birth control pill is so pervasive on what's going on in women's brains. The next step has to be looking at how the different types of artificial hormones that are in the different types of birth control pills influence women's psychology differently, because for example, the birth control pills, most of them are combination pills that contain some synthetic estrogen and then a synthetic progesterone, which is known as a progestin. And there's at least, you know, there's four different sort of generations of these progestins, and each one of them is made from something that's slightly different. So most of them are actually made from testosterone molecules that are manipulated, sort of their chemical structure is manipulated in a way that makes the body read the molecule as progesterone, but they also stimulate other receptors in the body. And so each one of those different types of progestins is going to be doing different things in women's bodies and in women's brains. And so I think that the very least, you know, sort of the least, at the very least, what needs to happen next is we need to be dividing up the women who are in these studies based on the different types of progestins that they're using, because they're probably doing different things in their bodies and brains. Right now, the research is just like, are you on hormonal contraceptives? Big group of, you know, heterogeneous types of, you know, things. And then, or are you not?
Well, and it would be interesting to look over time, you know, particularly if you had young women attending college, for example, and you give them memory tests before they go on contraception, and then, you know, you test them afterwards. It would be interesting to see if you have quantifiable changes in memory capacity.
Yeah, that would be fascinating. And I think that sort of thing, you know, I think that the research is going to be moving in that direction. We actually, we did not do a pre and a post measure, but we recently did a study looking at whether women who are on the birth control pill have more difficulty persisting on difficult tasks. And the reason that we made this prediction is because there's some structural changes that appear in women who are on the birth control pill compared to women who are naturally cycling that are related to deficits in self-regulation, this ability to stick to challenging tasks that you don't want to do. And what we found across two studies was that our birth control pill taking women did have a more challenging time really sticking with doing difficult things. So doing difficult math problems and doing difficult visual search problems. They were quicker to buzz through these things, to just not really stick to, you know, sort of focusing on the task. And because of that, they performed worse. And this is important stuff for women to know.
Alex in Los Feliz says, I was on the pill for all of my teens, early 20s, switched to an IUD and noticed a huge switch in my ability to control my moods. And makes me a little worried to hear about the association between higher risk of depression with the IUD. And it's interesting because Alex could clearly identify. Sometimes it can be hard because if you're going through external life events, at the same time you're switching your method of birth control, it could be hard to tease out what's going on.
Yeah, no, that's so common. I mean, most of the time when people are experiencing an episode of anxiety or depression, they think it's because their life has gotten more difficult. Their life has gotten harder. Things are, you know, because life is always kind of hard. You know, life, that's just life. And so a lot of times people will attribute that to life instead of their birth control. But she's right to potentially be zeroed in on the IUD as being potentially instrumental in influencing her moods. And so I would urge her, if she's not feeling the way that she wants to be feeling, to talk to her doctor about maybe trying a non-hormonal IUD or trying something else, trying a birth control pill or vaginal ring or something else that if she's wanting to use hormonal birth control.
Linda in Pasadena said, you mentioned about there can be some memory challenges after getting off birth control. Is wondering if that's long lasting. Do we know, or does memory return after a time?
Yeah, no, this is another one of these areas that I should have really targeted in your question about what needs to go on next. We know very little about whether or not the impact of the birth control pill lasts in women like after pill use discontinues. So when women stop, do they continue to experience symptoms? There's some research indicating that with respect to certain types of function, like, for example, sexual function, women seem to sort of go back to quote unquote normal. But then there's other research that suggests that some of the structural changes that we see in the brain might still persist at least 3 to 6 months after discontinuation. When it comes to these cognitive related issues, I would give it a couple of months and see how you feel. Normally, the body will start to, once the sex hormones are back, sort of doing their normal thing, which takes a little bit of time to get you back to where you were before, because your body has to readjust. The hope is that unless you start it when you're very young, when the brain is still developing, and there's not a lot of research on that either, that discontinuing the birth control pill, you should be sort of back to where you started about 6 months after you discontinue.
An important thing to mention, of course, that should a woman have an unplanned pregnancy, that can present its own hosts of stressors in her life to cope with that as well. So you're always trying to balance the utility of the hormonally based contraceptive with, pregnancy.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, throughout the book, that's, when I talk about each of the domains of, influence that the pill has, it's always about, each individual woman, sort of weighing, these costs against the cost of an unintended pregnancy, which is absolutely huge for so many women.
Thank you so much for being with us. We appreciate it, Professor Hill. Sarah Hill, Texas Christian University, Professor of Evolutionary Psychology. And her book is titled, This Is Your Brain on Birth Control, The Surprising Science of Women, Hormones, and the Law of Unintended Consequences. Coming right up on Fresh Air with Terry Gross, country music singer Alison Moore has a brand new memoir and a new album out, The Memoir, coming to terms with the murder-suicide of her parents over 30 years ago. She and her sister, singer Shelby Lynn, were teens at the time. Have a good afternoon.